Joining me in studio is Donovan Stokes. He is the financial and programs / community director at the YMCA, and he just brought me this gorgeous wreath. Donovan, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And KID crew, if you're looking for a tree, you're going to want to head over to the YMCA because it's going to go towards benefiting the programs. Donovan, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on at the tree lot there.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on your show today. I appreciate that.
Of course.
And so every year we sell Christmas trees to benefit our scholarship program. Many of you may not know, we have a learning center, toddlers through sixth grade, before and after school program. We also have youth sports of kids of all ages play in our sports program. And then we also have Big Out. It's a camp in Palisade where children will go, young people will go every summer, and they go for a whole week of summer camp, and they get to learn about leadership skills and coping skills, etc. So the proceeds for our Christmas trees go into our scholarship program because we do serve low-income parents who have multiple kids, and we are destined to not leave any children behind.
And those programs are making such a difference.
Yes, they are. They really are.
It must be exciting for you to see that, to see the growth in these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they come back every year. And then some of our kids now are past the age of the before and after school program. And they always come back to say thank you for allowing them to be a part of the program, especially our parents who are maybe single and trying to work two jobs, et cetera. They always come back to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because of your program, I was able to find a job, or I was able to get on my feet, or my kids are having have a great positive attitude about life. And so that makes our job more meaningful, you know, at times. So I'm definitely appreciative of that.
Well, and it's giving those kids a sense of community, and the parents some peace of mind, because it's tough for them as they're maybe having to work a couple of jobs and they're worrying about their kids. So to know that their kids have a safe place.
Absolutely. Very important.
It really is. Well, Donovan, I want to ask you, what is it that makes it feel like Christmas for you every year?
Well, that's a good question. An easy question to answer. I share a birthday on Christmas Day, and so for me, as a child growing up, it was difficult to separate the two pieces, having a holiday birthday, a major holiday birthday. So my birthday present, as I say to myself, is to make sure that all of our kids have a Christmas tree, they have what we... Johnson Brothers this year is helping us with a toy drive. And so we have a slew of volunteers that will help us gift wrap toys. So as long as the kids have their trees and their toys, and then we try to do food boxes, I'll have a happy birthday, knowing that my kids or our kids have everything that they need. So that makes Christmas meaningful to me.
So. That's kind of unique to have a birthday on Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure over the years, as a child, it was probably at times kind of difficult because you got people saying, happy birthday and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and I only got one gift, and that wasn't fair. Happy, Merry, Birthday, Christmas.
Yes.
I'm like, what is that? I want two gifts like everybody else.
Right. I mean, but you had to learn early on, to kind of do some balancing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have a special tradition?
Well, mostly I'm a first-time homebuyer. So I am in my second year in my home, and I'm learning a lot of what it means to take care of a house once living in an apartment for many years. But traditionally, I have made a decision since I've been fortunate to own a home, which is something I never thought I would have, to open my doors for those who perhaps are single like I myself, or maybe experience holiday blues, et cetera, to open my home for those that don't have a place to go and just do a potluck kind of tradition. So that's been something that have brought me joy, just to see that no one is, because I know what that feels like to not maybe be included or maybe have a family of your own. To say, you know what, I've been fortunate to have this big space, and I purpose to utilize my home to allow others to have a place also to go to and come to during the holiday. So,
Donovan, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because the holidays are full of the hustle and bustle, and there's lots of excitement.
Yes.
It's easy sometimes to forget that for some people, it can be a lonely time. It can be a time where they feel a little bit left out.
Very much so. And so it's definitely difficult to go to the stores and see the Christmas items up and see families walking through the aisle. And, you know, I know for me, it's been a challenge in some cases to kind of see those family gathering, and which reminds me that I don't have one, and it makes it hard to navigate through the holiday season when you don't have that special one or that family support that you desire, because it's a family time, right? Everyone gathers around the Christmas tree and roasting chestnuts or watching Christmas movies, Charlie Brown Christmas.
One of my favorites.
One of my favorites too. But it makes it hard when you come home to an empty house or an apartment. And I think and so those of you who are out there who are experiencing the holiday blues, you're not alone, and you're loved. And surround yourself around people who really care about you and love you and join in their family activities. And so,
Donovan, your message is just right on time. I so appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
Because I think it's going to benefit those people who are feeling some of the holiday blues.
Yes.
Because life is full of ups and downs.
It is.
And sometimes if you're kind of in a down year, it can be difficult. And like you said, Christmas really is so much about the families. That's
yes.
what you're seeing on the commercials. That's what you're seeing on the Hallmark movies that I love to watch.
Don't mention the Hallmark movies.
Many members of my family like to mock me for, but that's all right. I've
been guilty. I've watched some myself.
They draw you in, don't they?
They do.
Yeah,
and
even
I'm
if
like,
you don't
oh,
intend
I want that.
It. Right.
I want that family. I want that life, you know.
But that's why I'm so glad that you brought this up, because not only is it making others feel like they're not alone, but you're also opening our eyes to the fact that maybe we can be a little more sensitive to that. Love that you've found a way to flip the script and do something really beautiful that's blessing a lot of lives.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and definitely appreciate this opportunity to share. And if you're out there and you have single friends around you and you have the space, you've been so fortunate to have the space given to you, you know, make a phone call, send a text and say, hey, you know, what are you doing for Christmas? You know, and if you don't have any plans, come on over, you know. And we have plenty of food, and, you know, no one should be left alone during the holidays. It's very tough for a lot of people. So
thank you so much, Donovan. And thanks again
so
for this gorgeous wreath. It's just brightened my holiday.
Yeah.
Well, I love you right back.
Yeah.
So thank you again, and
thank
Merry,
you.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
and
Christmas.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.